In Parshas Truma, there's a very famous piece from the Sefer HaChinuch where, since he's going to explain all of the Avodas and the Kelim and everything in the Beis HaMikdosh, so he introduces it with a general explanation of what it's all about. So, and he says, the first paragraph here is very significant, I believe, and I think it's a little bit different from what I would always have assumed. Dabini, he's speaking to his son, it was a gift to his son, to his bar mitzvah, he writes, Ki kol asher yagia eitzel Hashem yisborach ba'asois b'nei odom kol mitzvosof. Everything that Hashem gets when people do all of his mitzvahs, einenu rak, he gets nothing. He only one thing. Shechofetz Hashem yisborach leheitiv lonu. Hashem only wants to be meitiv, to do good for us. That's all he wants. That's the whole purpose of everything he gave us, is only so he should be able to be meitiv, to give, to do good for us. Chesed, oylam chesed yibone. Uveyoyse odom mukhshor umuchon ba'asiyas oysum ha-mitzvos lekabel ha-toivo oz yeitiv elov Hashem. And when the person becomes prepared, ready to be able, through doing the mitzvahs, to accept that toivo, he says, oz, then Hashem will be meitiv. It's very simple. Get yourself ready, make yourself into a kli kibul to be makabel the toivo, muchon umuchshar umuchon to makabel the toivo, and then Hashem will be meitiv. Al kein hoydiyum derech toiv liyoysam toivim. Therefore, he gave us a derech toiv that we should become, to be able to become those toivim that are muchon lekabel the toivas Hashem. Vehi derech ha-toiro. If this is the way of the Torah, ki bo yeh odom toiv. Through that, the person is going to become good, and he'll be able to be he'll be mukhshar or mukhon to be makabel the good. Nimsa shakola makabel mitzvosov hishlim cheftzoy. Anyone who is makabel upon himself to do the mitzvahs is mashlim, completes the chefetz Hashem basher hu roy oz lekabel toivoso, because now he made himself a kli kibul to be able to be roy, worthy of being mekabel the Torah. Very interesting stam. He says, "Shukola mekabel mitzvosof hishlim cheftzei." The kabbalas hamitzvos itself seems to have that koyach. A very, very interesting thing. It's not just that I'm doing all the mitzvos, but even the kabbalah. Because if a person makes a sincere kabbalas mitzvos, then he really is molding himself and developing himself and positioning himself to be able to be worthy of all of these, the teva that Hashem wants. The chol she'eino meichin atzmo lekach, a person who doesn't prepare himself for this, ro'osoy rabo, the bad for him is terrible. This is very bad. She'yodeh chepetz Hashem b'ma, Hashem yisporach, he knows Hashem wants something, v'u yase ma'ise keneged chefzo, he's going against the chepetz Hashem. There's a parsha in the Torah that teaches us this thing, and that's the upshot of that parsha, it seems. Levad, in Parshas Ekev, that whole posuk. Lehetiv loch, that's the end of the letoiv loch, the end of the posuk. Kleimar, einenu shoyel meimcho dovor ba'asoyscho mitzvoysov. He doesn't want anything from you in the doing of the mitzvahs rak. Sherotzo bituvoy hagodo lehetiv loch. All he wants is with his great goodness to be meitiv, to do good for you. Says right after, hey, the Shemaim is his, the Oretz, everything is his. Doesn't need your mitzvahs. It's only because of his love to be mizakeh you. So a poshet is very poshet, and it's very obvious, I'm sure we all know, that the tachlis of the mitzvahs is not to do anything for Hashem. There's nothing that he needs, there's nothing we could do for him. But it's all to fulfill the chefetz Hashem lehetiv. But what I think is interesting over here does not speak about, he talks only about to be muchan, mukhshar, umuchon, to be able to be mekabel the toivo. He does not talk about earning it. He does not talk about, I did mitzvahs, and therefore I earned this toivo, and therefore I should be able to be zeicha to get the schar. it doesn't seem that the Nakuda here is about earning. Why it's not, I'm not quite sure. It could be that this is what earns a person the schar that takes off the nama, the kisufa. I don't know, but I'd rather not go into that right now. But one thing I see very clearly, the chinuch is only emphasizing one thing. Do you know why Hashem wants us to do mitzvahs? It's to create in ourselves the base kibul to be able to receive the teva from him. It's in other words, if the emphasis would be on schar, maybe I can opt out and I could say, oh, you know, okay, I'll get schar later. I don't know. It's about creating the ability to appreciate and to receive Hashem's teva. If the ultimate teva is our relationship, is kashrus with Hashem, then it's something that we have to make within ourselves, that we're capable of having that relationship, capable of receiving that, of appreciating that teva. And that can only be by making ourselves good. So it's a perspective, I think, that focuses us less on getting schar, but more on the real matora is preparing ourselves to do the chesed that Hashem wants to do. Hashem wants to be meitiv. Sounds like he wants to be meitiv to everybody. And it sounds like what he's only asking of us, the way he learns, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mimoch L'Toyv Loch, is to do what? You do me one favor. Prepare yourselves to be able to receive the toivo, and then I'm going to shower this toivo because Chofetz Chesed Hu, that's what he wants. I think that's a very different perspective from the normal perspective that we look, that Hashem, we do things, we want to get schar, or Hashem wants us to get schar, and therefore he wants us to do mitzvahs, to become worthy of the schar. It sounds like the nekuda is to become capable of receiving and appreciating and benefiting from that schar, which can only happen if we are of that toiv nature, that's roi to be able to be muchon or muksha, to be makabel. In another Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah of Kriyas, the Kriya that you do for Bikurim, in Parshas Kisovoy, you bring Bikurim, the first fruits, and there's also a nusach of Mikra Bikurim that you have to say. So the Chinuch says, L'sharash HaMitzvah, L'fi she'odom me'oirer machshevoysov u'metzayir bilvovo ho'emes b'koech divrei piv. A person awakens his thoughts and pictures in his heart the truth, reality, focused, is through divrei piv. The words, when we say words, that's the reason that even though tefillah is avodah shebelev, but they were mesaken, that there has to be words because it's the words that focus the heart, otherwise the heart is all over the place. But if you really want to be me'ira the machshova, to a focused thought and a picture of the emes bilvova, what's really going on, that needs the words. Al kain, Behetiv Elov Hashem Boruchu Uve Boruchoy Oisoiv Es Admosi Lasus Peiros. Hashem was made of him, and he gave brocha to his land that he brought forth Peiros. Vezocho Lahaviyom, and he was zeicha to bring the base of the Kenu, to bring to the base of Mikdash. Roy Loi Loire Lavove Bedivrei Piu. It's appropriate for him to awaken his heart in understanding, appreciation, what happened, through the words, v'lachshoiv, and this is the goal, to get this machshova, the goal is to get this, hakol higia elov me'eis odoin ho'olam. Everything comes to me from Hashem. It all comes from Hashem. That's what he has to get to through saying the words. He's going to be me'orer the heart to recognize deeper and clearer and to have a picture of the emes that everything comes from Hashem. V'yisaper, but he has to do more than that. Yisaper chasodov yisborach. He should tell the chasodim that Hashem did oleinu v'al kol am Yisrael derech klal, on us and all of klal Yisrael. V'al kein, therefore, he starts to tell all kinds of, not just this chesed, but all the chasodim. Al kein maschil b'inya Yaakov avinu shecholzu akel miyad lovon. Hashem saved Yaakov from Lavan. V'inyan avodas hamitzrim, avodas hamitzrim bonu. How they were, they made us work. The slaves. V'hitzilonu ubarachu miyodam, and he saved us from them. V'achar haShevach mevakesh milafonav lahas mirabroch olov. And after the Shevach, you have a tefillah. He should continue this brocha that he gave you until now, a tefillah that he should continue to give you brocha.
And from the awakening of his nefesh in appreciating the praises of Hashem over tuvoy and his goodness, zeicha umisporeches artzoi oisoi, he becomes blessed. Now he's zeicha to the blessing because of this. Al kein tzivonu boruchu al ze ki chofetz chesed hu. Therefore, he commanded us on nikra bikurim because he wants chesed. And the way we're going to be zeicha to the chesed is by being meorer ourselves in appreciation of the chesed Hashem, and he will follow by bestowing chesed upon us. But there's two things I just want to point out that I think may be interesting over here. Number one, the goal is to recognize ki akol higil elo meis hadoin akol. Seems that a little bit questionable. Why do we have to go back to Lavan? Why do we have to go back to Mitzrayim? I have this. I came with Bikurim. My field this year is my trees. My this, everything is blossoming, booming. Everything is great, and I want to appreciate that it all comes from Hashem. So I make this mikra and I say, Hashem, I thank you for the chesed that you did for me, and I'm focused my heart, and I've reached the goal of Hakol Higil Elo Meis Hadoin Ha'olam. It sounds like that to accomplish that in the way that it has to be accomplished requires a historic perspective also. It's not enough. Hashem did this chesed for me. When I appreciate the chesed that Hashem does, I'm not really appreciating the fullness of Hashem's chesed. Because Hashem's chesed is not in a vacuum. It's not a one-time occurrence. It's not something, oh, he gave me good crops, I really appreciate it, thank you very much. The truth is, that's a chesed of oilam chesed yibone, that's the chesed of hoidul Hashem kitoiv, kila oilam chastoy, Hashem's chesed is forever. And when we review the chasodim of the past, and he says not just that, he says, v'yisaper chasod of Yisborach oleinu, v'al kol am Yisrael derech klal. Everything, we should, as many chasodim as we know, whatever chesed, when you see that, then you truly appreciate what chesed is. A little chesed, I appreciate it, very nice. He threw me a bone. No. The chesed Hashem is be'oilam ad oilam. And it seems that is necessary to truly reach the level of appreciation that we need for every little thing that we appreciate. We have to recognize, and we should recognize, that it comes from this massive system that started with oilam chesed yibone and continues ki le'oilam chastoy forevermore. That's one point. And then he says something else. He says, then he should ask, he should ask that he should continue the brocha. It sounds like it's not that his tefillah is answered because he asked for rachamim. Tefillah, I ask Hashem for rachamim. I say, please, you know, Abrachmonis, please give me another good year like this. Give me many more good years like this. No, he says the mitoich dehisoirus b'shevach Hashem uve tuvoy. That's what he's zeicha. The power of his tefillah to be answered seems to be tolui in the hisoirus that he had to appreciate the chesed Hashem. The koyach of a kabbalas hatefillah is the appreciation of the chesed Hashem, and Hashem sees one who appreciates his chesed, and memela such a person is zeicha that his tefillah should be answered. The Rambam brings, and we do it, that's the way our Shemoneh Esrei is structured, that the structure of tefillah is Shevach, Bakosha, and Hoidor. And it seems like that the Shevach part is critical to the Bakosha, because if a person appreciates the Chesed Hashem, that's the schus with which his tefillahs are answered. Now, when he says every brocha, he says Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, and this, and the Reifei Cholim, and this, and so he's appreciating that. But it seems that the koyach is the appreciation, which means that every activity that we do, like Birchas HaShachar and Psukei Dezimra, all the Shirei David Avdecho, that Nahalelcho every day, Bishvor Shirei V'Shishmoy Sishbochis, and so forth, all of that is critical to our tefillah is being answered, because it's to the degree that he says that he has in the shevach, that's the schus that his tefillah is zoicha to be mekabel. So if we're looking to accomplish through our tefillahs, and we want to be zoicha to the brocha that is the response to our requests. The formula seems to be the more his irus that we have in the appreciation of Hashem's chesed, the more that we have the schus that our tefillah should be mekubal.